لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله لعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتابه الحكيم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين وبرزت الجحيم للغاوين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing Surah Shu'ara and the verse says I recited are the verse number 1991. And these verses are about the judgment day. Once the judgment day and judgment day will be on the conclusion, then Allah will present heaven and hell, and verses goes like that. And paradise will be brought near for the God weary, and hell will be brought into view for the perverse. So that will be kind of reward and punishment for believers and non-believers on the judgment day. That we used to wonder that what will happen, then will be measured, then where is the Jannah and where is the Dozakh, you know. Allah is answering here. They will be brought. So when the poor believers will see Jannah coming, paradise coming, they will be so happy. It's a reward, you know, coming. And when the perverse one will see the hell coming and the shouts of hell and the fire of hell, that will be punishment for them. That it's already there and it's coming. It will not come right away. It will come slowly. According to some narration, it will take 40 years for the hell to come slowly. You know, this is 40 years of torture of hell coming so close by.
وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ هَلْ يَنْصُرُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ.
And they will be told, where is that which you used to worship besides Allah? Do they help you or do they help each other? So when that situation arises, it will be told to them. When they see hell coming, it will be told to them. That where are the one who used to worship? Can they help you or can they help themselves? Because everybody will be so helpless. All power will belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be so clear and evident. And it will be clear that the kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will be told to them that where are those ones who used to call. We wish we can feel this in this life now, that everything belongs to Allah and all power belongs to Allah. Like Imam Khomeini, he realized in his life that all power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he acted on that and Allah gave him glory and victory in this world. As a believer, we need to follow the path of seeing Allah's kingdom in this world, not seeing in the afterlife, but in this world, that all power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we act on that. We trust Allah. Now next verse comes.
فَكُبْكِبُوا فِيهَا هُمْ وَغَاوُونَ وَجُنُودُ إِبْلِسَ أَجْمَعُونَ قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ.
Then they will be cast into it on their faces, and the perverse and the host of Iblis all together. They will say, is the ring in it? Now I'll stop here inshallah. When it's kub kibu means to throw somebody face down. They'll be thrown face down. We seek Allah refuge from going to hell ourselves. May Allah protect us from hellfire. But the three groups will go to hell face down. First is the idols. And the second group is the idol worshippers. And the third group is the host of Iblis. Those his progeny. So the idols, the idol worshippers, and the progeny of Iblis, they will all go to hellfire. And then they will be fighting with each other. They will be fighting because the sign, if in hell there will be a lot of fights all the time. They will be cursing each other out, this hell. And paradise, when you see the description of paradise, it's only peace and peace and tranquility, you know. But this, the character of the person who belongs to paradise, he's very peaceful in this world too. He's tranquil. When you sit next to him, you feel at peace. And the people of hell are like, always arguing, fighting, you know. Prophet came one time to the mosque and he saw two people arguing bad, you know. Prophet got very upset about those two believers' behavior, those who were in mask. And Prophet got upset. Prophet said, Allah doesn't approve this argument for a long time. So we have to calm down, some brothers and sisters. We should have another house in the mosque, a peaceful environment. Because paradise for the peaceful people, you know, who don't fight and argue to the point that it becomes like that you are out of control, you know. If you want to say something, say in a meaningful, nice way and be quiet. You know, if you have some argument, you just make a point and be quiet after that. So these three groups will go and they'll fight with each other. قَالُوا وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَسِمُونَ. And they will say, as they wrangle it, what are they going to say? تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّ لَفِي دَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا أَدَلَّ لَنَا إِلَّا الْمُجْرِمُونَ فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقِ الْحَمِيمِ وَلَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَكُونُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And what do they say? By Allah, we had indeed been in manifest error when we equated you with the Lord of the worlds, and no one led us astray except the guilty. Now we have no intercessors, nor do we have any sympathetic friends. Had there been another turn for us, we would be among faithful. And verse complete. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَةِ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبُّكَ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. There is indeed a sign in that, but most of them do not have faith. Indeed, your Lord is Almighty, the All-Merciful. Now, inshallah, I'll explain this. So, when they are arguing there, then they'll say, تَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. They'll say, they'll swear to Allah that they were in open error. When they met others equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And they say that who misguided us? The guilty ones. And they blame the guilty one who misguided them. So who is crying there? Who is crying there? The cry of people who followed the idols. They worship somebody else than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the cry of them. That's the complaint of them. And who will they blame? Mama adalana illa mujrimun. Who they call mujrim? Guilty ones, they call mujrim. The one, the satans, who misguided them. You know, like how many, you know, in Quran it is said that one who forgets Allah, fikr Allah, abides in him, shaitan. And he misguides him, you know. Satans are around us. We don't see them, but on judgment day, we'll see them. And they will, shaitan will go with the guilty one together, you know. And then they will accuse the satans that you misguided us. And they will accuse satans that they misguided us, and they'll also accuse the leaders of the community who misguided them to worship these idols. And then what they will say, that now we don't have any friend here, nor any intercessor, and they will wish to go back to this world. They will wish to go to this world. And Allah said, there is a inna fi dhalika ayah. There is a big sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but most of them will not believe, because in their heart there is this world, the love of this world. They don't read Quran, they don't ponder, they don't have free time to have time between them and their God and have thoughtful time to be thoughtful. They don't have that. They are always busy. You know, they come home, they're watching TV, or they're watching sports. They are always in worldly things, you know. Rarely reading Quran. So their heart is kind of dark heart. They might be doing quick salat, but they are not pondered yet. So by name they are Muslim, but where is the light of Allah? light has to glow, and light comes through the Quran and some pondering, you know, and working on your stopping to sin, you know. Then your heart gets clean, and then you start having the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, "Wa inna rabbuka huwa al-azizur rahim." Allah says that He is Aziz, Almighty and All-Merciful. He's Almighty, should fear His punishment, and He's All-Merciful that He has given us time to ponder and repent. So there are a lot of narrations about these verses about the friend and intercessors. When these kuffar will be thrown in hellfire, they will be so helpless. There are narrations that believer will be the one who will be doing intercession also. So the believer in the paradise will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I miss my friend who was in hell because of his sin. Just for sin, not that he disbelieved Allah. And Allah will allow his intercession for this person who was in hell because of his sin in hell. Allah will accept the intercession of that believer, and he'll be out of this hellfire. When they see that, and same way Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, three times, you know, we'll do shafa'at for our Shia. Three times he said that till our enemy will say these words, that we don't have any friend or any intercession. That's the shafa'at of Ahlul Bayt, you know. So the one who left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who left Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who left Ahlul Bayt, there's no shafa'at for them. Because you need shafa'at of them. Allah made mandatory for all the believers to have the love and fellowship of Ahlul Bayt, mawaddat. And if you don't have mawaddat, it's a wajib on you, it's mandatory on you. There are verses in the Quran about it. So there are a lot of narrations about shafa'at. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, on that day, a believer may intercede for his family. The Holy Prophet says, in the hereafter, the Quran, the believer's family, the Prophet, and Ahlul Bayt will intercede. Say, who's going to intercede? The Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, verily our intercession will not reach those who take prayer light. We cannot take prayer light, you know, like TV is on and you're doing a quick salah in late night. You know, that means you're taking salah light, you know. You did everything else and finally you have nothing else to do, then you're doing salah. It's taking salah light. Salah should be on time, on target. Wait for salah. Be away from distraction. Focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take salah light, brothers and sisters. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, my intercession will not reach the one who takes his salah light. And by Allah, he will not arrive to me by a fountain, it's Kawthar. And by Allah, he who drinks liquor is not of me and will not arrive to me the fountain. Nowadays, some kids are doing drugs, marijuana in Western community. They should be careful. How can they get Shafa'at of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if they smoke marijuana, with their sisters? Now, if you take salat light, you do salat but take it light, you know, like Prophet says, my intercession will not reach you. Prophet says, learn the Quran because that book will intercede its power on the day of hereafter. Learn the Quran. Now Quran should know you. Quran should know you. So that Quran can intercede for you. Prophet says, there are three groups who will intercede unto Allah, the prophets, the scholars, and the martyrs. Right. Prophet says, when you read it, this hadith, you cry. Prophet said, there has been appointed prayers for every prophet to pray for his people by it. Yes, every prophet had appointed prayer for their people. And what he says about himself, and I have reserved my prayer, as an intercession for my ummah and hereafter. See how loving our Prophet is. He has reserved his prayer for us. And if he is so loving, then why don't we love his family? When Allah asked the reward for Prophet's hardship, the work was to love his family. And how come we don't love his family, and how come we don't cry right now, Hussein alayhi salam, which is his grandson, you know. How could we can imagine his shafa'at if he leave his grandson, not cry for them, but not show our love to him and go to his moni ceremonies. How could we think that Prophet can do shafa? The Prophet says, there are four groups for whom I will intercede in hereafter. The lovers of my Ahlul Bayt, those who are the friends of their friends, and are the enemies of their enemies, those who provide them with their need, and those who do their best to undertake one thing of their affairs. Means Allah, Prophet says, love my Ahlul Bayt, love their friends, help their friends, hate their enemies. You know, that's the real loving of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then after that, Allah SWT talks about people of Nuh alayhi salam. قَدَّبَتْ قُومُ نُوحِي لِلْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَّا تَتَّقُونَ. And the people of Nuh impugnated the apostles. They belied the apostles. Now who were the apostles at that time? According to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, between Hazrat Adam till Nuh alayhi salam, there were 10 generations. And in each generation, there was one prophet. And they denied all of them. Now next verse, when Nuh, their brother said to them, will you not be wary of Allah? When Nuh, their brother, Allah called Nuh their brother. Not only Nuh alayhi salam, but other prophets also Allah called them as a brother to their people. Why Allah called them brother? This shows their humbleness, that shows their, means brother means like brother in a relationship, in the sense that they loved them, they cared for them, they did all these hardship in the love for them, because they were concerned about their afterlife. Not only afterlife, but this present life. If you follow the Prophet, Allah gives you beautiful life in this world and next world. They loved their people so that they could have better life in this world and beautiful life hereafter. That's why they were always concerned about that. That's why they were called brothers. Inni lakum rasulun amin. And what they said? Indeed, I am a trusted apostle to you. Fattaqullaha wa ati'un. So be wary of Allah and obey me. Because I am the prophet who is amin. You know, whatever has been given to me, I am giving you. Brothers and sisters, if you are the speaker here in the Ummah, we should be Ameen. Allah gave us Quran to preach people. So we should preach Quran as much as we can because we have to be Ameen. Allah asked the speakers on judgment day, did you preach my Quran as much as you could preach? We have to preach Quran as much as we can preach by any way, any kind of ceremony, anything. Read first Quran, we have to become Ameen. Prophet was Ameen to give the whole Quran to the Ummah. If we are speakers, we have to give Quran to the believers. No matter how much hardship comes, we have to keep giving Quran as much as. Like, because a Prophet said, I leave between you two things, Quran, first he said Quran, then Ahlul Bayt. We have to preach Quran as much as we can, by any means, any occasion. Wilada, Shahadat, anything, Quran first. Because we have to be Ameen. Fattaqullah, and then what he said? Fattaqullah atiyun. Prophet said, Fattaqullah atiyun. So be wary of Allah and obey me. That's Islam. That's it. That be fearful of Allah and obey me. And then what he said? In Ajri, then what he said? وَمَا أَسَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِي إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So I do not ask you any reward for it. My reward lies only with the Lord of all the worlds. These were the hundreds of prophets. They didn't ask any reward, any popularity, any fame, any kind of money, nothing. They used to do simple jobs, right? Like labor job, these prophets. And they used to give the clear message of verses of Allah SWT. And they loved people. Even people hated them. They didn't care. They loved people. To make them fear Allah SWT. To make them remember the judgment day. There's a sunnah of prophets. And again, what was repeated in 108? The one day verse came same day. فَاتَّقُوا الْعَطِيُونَ. Again Allah repeated, so be wary of Allah and obey me. Quran says, Nuh said twice, Allah is emphasizing, same verse twice. It's rare in Quran that verses can be repeated so after. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِيُونَ, be wary of Allah and obey me. That's what Imam Ali said all the time. That's why he's called Mullah Muttaqiyah. He is the Mullah of Muttaqeen. Because Mullah Ali, if you read Nahjul Balagha, the synopsis of it, Nahjul Balagha is فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِيُونَ. That's it. What is Nahjul Balagha? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِيُونَ. What is the message of 10th of Muharram? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاتِيُونَ, right? That's the message of 10th of Muharram, right? That's what it is, you know. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ فَاتَّقَكَ الْأَرْضَنُ قَالَ وَمَا عِلْمِي بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ إِنْ حِسَابُهُمْ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّي لَوْ تَشْعُرُونَ. Now, what people said to him? They said, shall we believe in you when it is the riffraff who follow you? He said, what do I know? So what they used to do? The reckoning is only with my Lord, should you be aware? Now what happened? These three verses I shall explain. This sentence is coming from those rich people in Prophet Nuh's community, you know. Those were rich ones. And they said that, should we believe you? When the poor ones are following you, who are the lowest people in the community, who are like rejected people and low people, they are following you, and you tell us that we follow you, means they try to make fun of you. And that's what happened to Prophet time also. There are verses in the Quran about that. That this Quraysh said that you have all these poor people around you, we cannot sit with you when these poor people are there. You take them away, then they will come. There are verses in the Quran. Same thing happened at the time of Nuh alayhi salam. You see today in mosque, you see mostly poor people come to mosque, Jumu'ah prayer. All these rich guys, they are somewhere in party, doing some parties, you know. They don't come to mosque because their heart has love of world, money. That's what's always like that. Because when you love this world too much, Allah takes away love of prophets and Allah and afterlife. Fear that day when your heart becomes more toward the joys of the world and you forget Allah's mother. Right? So then they said that we will not follow because most of the followers are poor which you have. He said, what do I know is what they used to do. He said that I don't know what they do. Prophets' knowledge of ghaib is limited to the senses. As much as Allah revealed, they know that. So he said, I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do in other time. I'm not the one who does it. Hisab for them. I'm not their accountant. But he says, the reckoning is only with my Lord. Should you be aware? The reckoning is with the Lord. Should you be aware? It's again and again, brothers and sisters. Reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us. That's why we have judgment day. We are afraid of judgment day. Because prophets are there to give the message, and with the permission of Allah, they will do our shafa, intercession. But reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said the reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what he says after that? وَمَا أَنَا بِتَارِي دِلْ مُؤْمِنِي إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. And he said that I will not drive away the faithful, I am just a manifest warner. He said, I'm not going to drive away them since they are poor, and I'm the warner to you. قَالُوا لَإِلَّمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحُ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ. They said, Noah, if you do not relinquish, we will certainly stone you. Stone to death. That's what they used to do, these people in the olden time. They used to stone to death prophets. We say our salam to all these prophets who were stoned to death. And believers, they were stoned to death. That was a way to torture them. What a painful death. Qala Rabbi inna qawmi kadhaboon. Then what he said, Nuh alayhi salam? He said, my Lord, indeed my people have impugnated me. بلادي
فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين
so judge conclusively between me and them and deliver me and the faithful who are with me. He got frustrated finally after preaching 950 years. He got frustrated and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not going to listen to me anymore. Make judgment between them and us. Conclude your judgment and deliver me and faithful who are with me. This was the prayer of Nuh alayhi salam. Prophet Muhammad never prayed like this. That just, it is over and done, you know. Neither Elizabeth prayed like this either, you know. This is the greatness of Ellen Beg also, that they never prayed like this. You know, like even on the 10th of Muharram, you know, Hussein was fighting with the people. He was worried about their afterlife. He kept preaching till the end, you know. He was worried of them going to hellfire, you know. This is the akhlaq of Ellen Beg, the highest akhlaq, you know. Highest morals, and Imam Hussain was crying for their afterlife. Imam Hussain did not cry for himself, and his harshness was crying for people's afterlife. You know, Imam Hussain gave sacrifice for the community. He said that I took this khuruj, you know, I came out for the islah of my community, because he knew that community is going towards hellfire. He gave his sacrifice for the community to stop them becoming munafiq and going to this world and following a corrupt leader. If you follow a corrupt leader, you become corrupt. فَأَنْجَيْنَهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ مَشْحُونَ ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا بَعْضَ الْبَاقِينَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبُّكَ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ Then what happens when he prayed like this? What happens? Thereupon we delivered him and those who were with him in the laden ark. Allah is responded to the dua and he delivered them in the laden ark. What was the laden ark? Means the ark was full of everything. It was very equipped ark. There were at least like 90 rooms there, you know, according to Hilbay. And all kind of species of animals were there. Allah says further, then we drowned the rest. There is indeed a sign in there, but most of them do not have faith. Indeed, your Lord is Almighty, the All-Merciful. The same sentence. There are signs in that, you know, there are still like, there are a lot of scientific evidence that Noah's flood came. Noah's flood came and even there are some pieces of ark have been discovered by archaeologists. But still people don't believe that and people love this world, you know. Allah says, I'm Almighty, means I will punish them when time comes, and I'm All-Merciful that I'm giving respite. You know, Prophet said that my Ahlul Bayt are like the Ark of Noah, you know. That who is with them will be saved and one who lives will be drowned, you know. Ark of Noah, Ahlul Bayt, you know. We see today that the one who are attached to Ahlul Bayt and Muslim Ummah are getting victories now, you know. They are not doing bear to Taghut, you know. They are going far ahead, you know. We see that the victories are coming everywhere and they are not becoming the friends of Satans. Others who have left a little bit have become friends of Satans, you know that. You know, they are going here and there. They are going, their friends are the people of book now. Huh? Who have left a little bit today, what you see? Their friends are people of book, not the true believers. They are making pacts with the people of book rather than making friendship with the believers. They think that these people of book will save them, right? That's how they are showing this sign of getting drowned, leaving Ahlul Bayt. They are drowning this world right now. You are seeing that. Although they have all the power they can imagine, but they are drowning every day, slowly, in the mud, in the quicksand. We are seeing it. And we are seeing the victories of the one who are with Ahlul Bayt in this world. We are seeing that on the 14th of Imam Hussain, millions of people are coming. Allah is sending people towards Imam Hussain. Why are you sending people? It is one of the biggest gatherings in the world nowadays, every year, visiting Imam Hussain, because it shows a sign that people are showing faith to Ahlul Bayt And they are saying that we are ready to confront Tabut and we are waiting for Imam Mahdi to come. And inshallah, the day is not very far when Imam Mahdi will be inshallah here. We bring Quran in our heart and love Al-Bayt in our heart so that we can do assistance to Imam Mahdi and can take the revenge of blood of Hussain al-Salam. Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.